The Compliance Perspectives podcast is sponsored by Onspring, a no-code GRC software for compliance pros like you. Visit onspring.com to learn more. Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Boston is Jenna Wells. Jenna is Chief Customer and Product Officer for Supply Wisdom. And today we're going to be talking about the topic of AI. Jenna, thanks for taking the time away from your day to talk to us. Hopefully you are really you and not an AI deepfake of you. So let's get into the topic. You know, in compliance and ethics conversations, we tend to focus on the risks of AI, but you see opportunity for it, particularly in risk management. Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. I think it is just so pertinent to the risk management, you know, the entire spectrum with what we're dealing with right now. And I think a lot back to my former life when I was actually a practitioner and managing third-party risk programs, which had me really connecting day-to-day with my compliance peers. And currently, companies are outsourcing their critical services to thousands of suppliers across the globe. This is an incredible amount of information across so many different risk domains that risk managers need to compile, understand, and then really map to their regulatory environment. And this data overload really can't be managed with humans. You absolutely need to use tools such as AI, platforms that utilize AI, and then bring in, you know, that human element to really get your hands around, one, just the data sets that you need to manage. And once the AI is able to correlate these incredibly large data sets, millions of data points in near real time or real time, it really leads to a true understanding of your overall risk umbrella in that holistic enterprise risk. So if you can use AI to, one, understand the true risk that your company faces from everything from cyber, compliance, ESG, operational, location risk, it really empowers you to be proactive in your risk management and then actually start looking at cascading risk and predictive analytics using these AI algorithms. Right now, so many firms are still so reactive with their risk management programs because they're always trying to catch up because so much data is available or they need to collect. So really, you know, bringing it back to regulatory in the compliance sense, AI can enable organizations to interpret the regulatory requirements much faster than you can without using some of the available platforms that are out there. You really need so many people to be able to accurately manage all of the changing regulations. So really, I think the theme that I would say for risk management is AI enables you to, one, truly understand the risk that you're dealing with, and then focus on the areas that matter to you in regards to just really taking an internet's worth of data and translating that down to what's pertinent to your own company, your own vertical, or your own risk appetite or posture.
I want to go back to something you said about getting your arms around the data sets. AI does require massive data sets typically, but compliance teams generally don't have that, or at least don't think they do. Do they and don't realize it? Or if not, how can they get the data they would need to make, you know, an AI system work?
That's a really great question. And I would say there's two pieces. One, if they do have the data, I would bet that it's in multiple disparate sources. And what I mean by that is internal platforms. So some of the data that a compliance professional might need could be housed in the contractual repository that the procurement professional or the procurement subject matter expert operates. Another set of data that they might need might be held in the governance, risk, and compliance platform that the third-party risk manager. And then a third piece could be housed in the cyber monitoring by the information security team. So even if the data is available, I would argue that it's in multiple disparate or siloed sources. So it's not readily available at their fingertips. And on the other hand, looking externally to the changing global geopolitical environment, regulatory environment, they don't have the data. And to get your arms around that data set, you really need to use outside vendors and tools such as AI. Technology-driven vendors, like the one that I work at, are really experts in this data aggregation piece and in helping compliance team derive insights from the data. But in order to derive those insights, you first need to collect the data. So utilizing AI to gather the internal documentation from those disparate sources and consolidating it, and then marrying it to those external sources, which in this day and age is the entirety of the public internet, is that first step to truly understanding your exposure and then making sure your compliance is meeting all of those regulatory requirements. I also think what AI can do once they have these data sets is, again, I keep going back to the theme of cutting down the noise. It allows you to quickly identify some emerging regulations that you might need to comply with in the future. I spent the beginning of January in the UK. Everyone was talking about DORA. How would DORA affect my supply chain, my third parties, my compliance and audit programs? You absolutely have to use the tools available, which are also trained by humans. And when you start to get more comfortable with AI and marry that artificial capability with the human experts on your team, you are really going to be able to be proactive in all of your outreaches and really just able to be up to date on the environment and what you need to do next. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And on the regulatory front, it's been one of the things with AI that the pace of innovation has outpaced regulations, but things are starting to change. There's a new EU AI Act. What should compliance teams be doing to prepare themselves and their companies for the regulations to come, or is it too early to start preparing?
It is absolutely not too early to start preparing. And I would say if companies are only starting now, they're already behind the curve. You mentioned the EU AI Act in October of 2023. The White House put out an executive order on the safe, secure use of AI. So the regulations are coming. Organizations that are empowered to proactively manage risk will come out much ahead and be able to proactively set up their programs to adhere to all of these regulations that we're currently seeing. I would also say, take a look at your organization's current practices and see if there's anything that you could be doing better. And find partners internally that can really assist you as you build your program from a compliance perspective for the future of AI. That third-party risk manager, that procurement professional, that chief information security officer should be seen as partners so everyone's not building their risk management or compliance programs in a silo. And a lot of these other internal programs are facing the same questions, concerns, and pressure from these changing AI regulations and just technologies to solve them. So companies really need to come together and have one enterprise view on how they're going to internally utilize and manage AI, but also externally, making sure all of their critical suppliers are also appropriately using AI. And if they are using it, are they also adhering to all of the regulations? I keep going back to what we just discussed in London and all of these companies coming together. So, we talked about internally coming together, but also getting together with your industry peers and seeing what others are doing to make sure that everyone is protecting their internal programs, but also their third-party supply chain, and then working with the auditors, with the government agencies that are actually enacting these regulations. Because we're a little bit playing catch-up right now with the technology, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
No, definitely not. I mean, it's amazing the pace of innovation that we've been seeing. What do you think are the potential uses or misuses of AI that compliance teams should be watching out for?
I think that there's definitely positive and negatives with all new emerging technologies, but I never think that those negatives should really overshadow the positives. And I think we need to look at this from a perspective of how can AI really enrich my compliance program and help with what I'm already doing And then also in the same vein, make sure you're just staying aware of some of the potential negatives or regulatory pressures that you're facing. So I don't think that the potential misuses of AI should ever dissuade a team from really leaning into the incredible potential that AI is to aid in compliance and really your overall risk management program. We started this conversation, as I was discussing the 55,000 global suppliers that I had to manage at one of my companies. There is no human way possible to do that without using available tools and technologies. And while really leaning into and embracing those tools, while understanding some of their limitations and marrying them with that human element, which I think is so incredibly important to always have that little piece of human intervention to continue to train the AI, but also to make sure it's that second level of compliance. Right? In the compliance world, we always say trust, but then verify. So you trust what the AI is telling you and let it help you and really lean into that, but then also have a human verify it. And if the AI is doing the bulk of your work, if it is correlating those millions of data points, if it is allowing you to focus on 10 subsets of data instead of 10,000 subsets of data, that really allows that human element to do the verification piece. And think if there's a new regulation, think of the CCPA in California or when GDPR was enacted, how powerful an AI tool could have been to look at every single contract to make sure they were all in compliance, and then only identify and transfer to your humans or to your full-time employees, I keep saying humans, the ones that weren't in compliance, so you could focus there. So I think the incredible agility that AI enables you to have, and also the incredible focus that it allows your teams to have to eliminate a lot of that manual administrative work. I don't think we're at a place yet where AI will completely replace the work, especially because it is transforming so fast and it's not really heavily regulated yet. But it should never be looked at as a total replacement for human intelligence, just as a tool to leverage.
Well, as a human, I'm strongly in favor of them not replacing us. So, what do you see as coming next for AI and the related risks?
I see so much. I think that the advancements are going to continue to far outpace the government and private sector's ability to understand them and, never mind appropriately regulate them in the short term. And I also think that companies that are not proactively thinking about this and embracing the use of AI now under the supervision of humans are going to fall behind in tracking their own internal use of AI. And then also their use of AI within their critical third parties and really all the way down their supply chain. And I think especially for vendors and critical compliance and cyber providers, it is imperative that this is top of mind and being discussed every single day. And the biggest thing for AI and AI-related risks for compliance departments for me is to really expect the unexpected. We don't know where this is going to be in 5 and 10 years. So compliance teams and information security teams and overall risk teams should maintain agility when really thinking about this and have their programs be malleable so they can really adapt to these changing regulations. So I think in regards to the risks, we don't know what tomorrow is going to look like. So we need to start planning for how are we going to use AI to even identify maybe what I should be thinking about tomorrow. What does the data tell me from the last 1, 5, 10, 15 years from a predictive perspective might happen next? How can I use AI to look at the current regulatory landscape and really see what's the next regulation going to be? What government is going to enact it? What locations is it going to affect? And how is it going to affect the specific industry that I'm in? So I think the biggest risk at this time is really the unknown. And that is very, very uncomfortable for a compliance professional, for a risk professional, for an information security professional. So getting comfortable being uncomfortable and having agility in your programs to really pivot when needed with these changing regulations, but sometimes using AI to make that pivot will really keep you ahead and protected overall in this incredibly fast-paced changing technological environment.
Well, Jenna, thank you for sharing these insights with us in what truly is a fast-changing environment. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.